While some are enjoying summer by gardening, swimming, or barbecuing in the backyard, a 59-year-old man from Kalamazoo is spending his summer riding his bicycle from coast to coast. Except for the people he meets along the way, whom he refers to as friends, he is going it alone. He phoned in this report on July 12th.
My name is Mel Church. I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I'm riding the Transamerica Bicycle Trail, which is from Astoria, Oregon, across the country, all the way to Yorktown, Virginia. That's about 4,350 miles. Right now, I've done 1,650 miles to Lander, Wyoming.
June 4th, Mel had flown to Portland, Oregon, where he picked up his bike, which had been shipped ahead and reassembled at a bike shop.
I started late in the day, about noon, to see how far I could go from Portland out towards Astoria on the coast. And the first day was the hardest because I did 55 miles that I probably wasn't ready for. Finally, I knew I couldn't get to a campground, so I just camped rough and pushed my bike up a grassy hill and hid behind a bush and basically fell asleep there that night. And I was out of water, too. The trail goes along the coast of Oregon, and then it cuts over to Eugene and basically goes across a section of Idaho up to Missoula, Montana. I think the most beautiful thing I've seen so far were the canyons following the rivers in eastern Oregon. There's stark beauty, which is boulders, rocks, kind of desert. And then in other areas, like in western Oregon, there was a green beauty, like the Willamette Valley. And as I got farther into Montana, there were high meadows. In Wisdom, Montana, there are marshes in these high meadows. I've never seen so many mosquitoes. I set up camp, and then about 6 in the evening, I decided I was going to get a motel so I could be relieved from all those mosquitoes. That's all just part of the thing when you're outdoors like this. The wildflowers, when you're riding, you can smell that sweetness as you go by. In Yellowstone, it was a lodgepole pines all the time. In Yellowstone, they have metal boxes to put your food, toothpaste, so the bears don't bother you in your tent. We had coyotes go through. I could hear them padding by, and they smelled the panniers, which are little packs on each side of my bike that I carry my things. Some of the hardest things have been the weather. Early on when I was in Oregon, I was riding with a young man from England. He had a flat up on a high pass. We'd been wet all day, so we were cold. We kept pushing his bike and were able to change it. I was very hypothermic by the time we got to a state park, but another friend heated up cider for me. I got into dry clothes, got my sleeping bag, and then I was fine. Found out the higher altitudes can be pretty cold. And right now, the heat in the high 80s to 90s going across Wyoming. If you have plenty of water, take some electrolytes, it works out. I've had 3 flats. I'm getting very good at changing flat tires. And I have tools to do adjustments. I tighten up bolts every couple days. You have to clean and lube the chain. I've met Swedes, Dutch, German, Australians, a lot of Brits. It's been great to hear how they say things, to talk about our country. Going through the small towns, it's been so great to talk to the regular people of America. People ask questions. They want to know where you're from, how far you're going, how things are, and just kindness of people. Just amazing how people will help you, and I've heard many stories of this from other bikers. If you take back roads, you see everything that you miss on a major highway. This has been great. I'm really seeing the country. I'm not quite half done, but because I've done other long-distance trips like the Appalachian Trail, I have confidence that I can keep going, and I'm really looking forward to Colorado and all the other states. I've gone through the second highest pass already, then the highest one will be in Colorado. After that, you drop into Kansas, which is supposed to be flat, the wind at our backs, and then go across Missouri, Kentucky, and then Virginia to Yorktown, which is very historic. So I can eat ice cream and all the stuff I wouldn't normally eat, and I've lost 10 pounds or so probably just eating what I want. So I have to reverse that when I get home. Watch out for bikers. If you can, move over a little bit, give them a little room. Sometimes there's no edge. Sometimes there's gravel or glass on the edge that you can't see. Unless I get hurt, I plan on finishing this probably early September. This is Mel Church, and I'll be leaving tomorrow morning heading towards Rollins.
That report was from Lander, Wyoming. For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.